Well, good evening, church. Welcome back to Thomas Village Baptist Church. Hope everyone's had a good day in the Lord. And we've been blessed this week and glad that we could make it back out here for to listen to see what the Lord's got to tell us today. And being the Christmas season, we're going to sing Christmas songs. So if everyone would stand and sing, let's sing number 101. Mary, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child. And we don't have a pianist tonight, so I will attempt to lead y'all. But here, right on one. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. Here they lay the undefiled, to the world a stranger. Such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? Ask the saved of all the race, who have found his favor. Angels sang about his birth, wise men sought and found him. Heaven's star shone brightly forth, glory all around him. Shepherds saw the wondrous sight, heard the angel singing. All the plains were lit that night, all the hills were ringing. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. He is still the undefiled, but no more a stranger. Son of God of humble birth, beautiful the story. Praise his name in all the earth, hail the King of glory. Amen. Thank you all. Well, tonight we have Brother Jacob Horton. He's going to come speak to us tonight to tell us what the Lord has put on his hand. Not his hands, put on his mind. So, Brother Jacob, would you come up here and give us the word?
Appreciate you.
It's an honor to be here tonight. I thank God for all his mercies and grace. Thank you for this time and what it represents, too. You know, a lot of times we can get confused about what this time really represents, and we can get mixed up with the decorations and the presents and all the things that are going on, the fast pace of everything. But we need to slow things down and think about what this time really represents. That Jesus Christ cared enough for us to be our Savior and to make a way for us to be with Him. That's what heaven is. It's being with Christ Jesus. That's our hope. That's my hope. It's my hope is to be with Him. And you know what His hope is? That I repent from my wicked ways and I come and be close to Him. That's what He wants for each and every one of us. It's not His will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. Isn't that a wonderful thing that we serve a God like that? That we serve a God that loves us and wants to be with us. Wants that relationship with us. Tonight, I just want to praise the Lord in my message. This same Jesus. When Jesus ascended into heaven, they stood there and they looked. And these two men came and they said, "Why are you standing gazing, you men of Galilee? Why are you gazing up? This same Jesus that goes away, He'll come again in like manner." This same Jesus, the same Jesus from the very beginning. In the book of Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." That's Jesus. He was there from the start, from the very beginning. Our Lord Jesus Christ was there. The Son of God, amen. No questions about it at all. He was there. He is Alpha, Omega, beginning, end. He's there. He's everything. He's mighty. He's great. He's wonderful. He's beautiful. What a God that we serve. This same Jesus, when they called upon Him, who was able to open the book with the seven seals on the back of it that God held in His hand, sit on the throne? So they searched everywhere. And I know why we've come over this again and again and again, but they searched heaven, they searched earth, they searched underneath the earth, and yet no one was able to do this. No one was able to break those seals or open that book. But here come Jesus. Here come Jesus Christ, our line, amen. Our Lord and Savior, amen. And He took that book out of God's hand, and He opened those seals and said, I'll do this. I'll go and be the Savior that the people need me to be. Because no one else is able to do that. No one able to do that very thing. But Jesus Christ can and has. And He's still Almighty, sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for who? For you and for me and for the whole world. If all you do is believe. In Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 4, it mentions that the Israelite people, it said the reason is you can't have this is because you're unbelief. You don't believe. We can have all these great and wonderful gifts mention this Word of God if we'll just believe in Christ Jesus and follow after His ways. Not our ways, but His ways. But this same Jesus, He came as a babe in this world. And He was born in this world, and it said they wrapped Him in swaddling clothes, and they laid Him in a manger. And when they laid Him in that manger, what did they say? That here He is. Here He is in this place of cold. We look at it, we want to romanticize it, what I'm trying to say is we look at it, and even in the song we sung, we want to romanticize this picture that here He is, He's in a place, they've laid Him in a manger, but there was no room in the end for Jesus. They were trying to survive. A little further into Luke chapter 2, it says they found the shepherds. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger together. Now, that don't sound like a romanticized picture to me. They were all together, huddled up. And I believe they were trying to survive because no one cared for Jesus. And today we look around and we see that people don't have room in their heart for Christ Jesus anymore. They don't care. Look at the empty seats around. People are not concerned about coming out to the house of God and worshiping God or praising God. Again, we've got carried away, we've got confused, we've got our focus on other things. And our focus needs to be on Jesus, because He is our hope. He's the only hope I've got. Kent's the only hope I've got. I don't have any hope without Him. It's not by my goodness, it's not by my righteousness, it's by His righteousness, it's by His goodness, it's by His holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. The only way I can do that, the only way we can do that, is if He lives within us. That's all it is. Yvonne was saying earlier that Christ Jesus brings life. He's my life. My life is hid with Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, I have life. You have life in Him and Him alone. That's it. There's nothing else. There's only one way to go through the door. He is the door. He's the shepherd. We got to go through Him. We have to go through Jesus. But He wants us to be with Him. This same Jesus. Here He is. He grows up. People hear His word, and His own people reject Him. His own people reject His words of help, of love, of mercy, of grace. They don't want nothing to do with Him. And they put Him on a cross, and they crucify Him. And they crucify Jesus on this cross, and they mock Him. And they say, if you're the Son of God, well, prove it to us. Come on down. Come on, show us that you're the Son of God. They knew the Scripture. They knew the Word. But they didn't believe. There's a lot of people today, they believe in a lot of things, but they don't believe in this same Jesus. They put a lot of things in front of God, and those things have become their gods. And they worship them more than they worship our Son of God, our Jesus Christ, the one and only. They put everything else in front of Him. But I'll tell you what this same Jesus, what He's about. He's about forgiveness. And He's about love. And these people that have not put Him first in their life, it's still His will that they have a relationship with Him. That's the God we serve tonight. We serve a God of love and mercy. We serve a God that when He hung on the cross, the thieves on both sides, one mocked Him, the other one said, "Hey, you know what you're talking about. He's done nothing wrong. He's not made a mistake at all. He's the Son of God." And Jesus told him, "From this day forward, today, ye shall be with Me in paradise." That's the God that we serve. That's that same Jesus. That same Jesus that came as a babe. And He came in this world, they didn't care for Him. And He came as a man, even as a 12-year-old boy, teaching in the synagogues the Word of God, telling them. They were amazed. But yet they didn't want to believe. They want to believe. Sometimes we look at it as a show. This is not a show. This is a truth. This is the Word. This is what we need to live. We live and move and have our very being because of Christ Jesus and Him alone. It's only in Jesus. We're here to worship and praise His holy name. But again, this same Jesus, here He is. He dies on the cross. And they bury Him in a borrowed tomb. Here He comes. They come to the tomb, and what happened? The stone's rolled away. He's not there anymore. You know what they find? They find the napkin folded up, representing that Jesus Christ will come again. Ain't that amazing? That all the things that Christ did, that He went through in this life, the rejection from people, yet He wants to come back and get those people that did believe. Jesus even said at one time that He said, "Do you think I've come to bring peace upon this earth?" He said, "Nay, I've come to bring division." He's going to divide the wheat from the tares one day. He's going to come and get His people and take them out of this old world. And we can go and be with Him forevermore. What a God that we serve. This same Jesus that did all these things is still the same Jesus that's in my heart and your heart today. It's the same Jesus that we can put our faith and trust in. It's the same Jesus that when John saw Him in power, he fell as a dead man. Because Jesus Christ is no longer a babe. And He's no longer a man with a broken body. But He is a risen Savior. He's a mighty God. In the book of Revelation, I'm going to read this. It's in chapter 1. And it says this. And right here, at the point when it describes Him, when it talks about His hair of wool, of white snow, His eyes of fire, and His feet that were as burning brass, fine brass, the Word says, and that His voice was as many waters. And it was so powerful. He had a tongue, a sword proceed out of His mouth, sharper than two-edged sword that cut coming and going. The Word of God. How wonderful, how powerful that is. But Jesus Christ, when John fell dead, or like a dead man, Jesus did this. He said, "Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death." That's the God. That's the same Jesus. From the very beginning, it's the same Jesus that's saying these words right now. This same Jesus that's risen in power. This same Jesus that has made salvation available to us, a lost people. And not only did He come to His people and they received Him not, but He sent Paul. And Paul brought the Word to the Gentile people. That's us. That's us, that we receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe on His name and confess His name and confess who He is in our life, that He's Savior, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings, that we can have salvation if we believe it in our heart. But we have to. We have to believe in Jesus. It's about having that relationship. I heard a Sunday school lesson this morning that talked about how that we're grafted in, that branch was broken. But then the Gentile people were grafted in. And I'm so glad that we have that hope in Jesus today. that this time of year we can celebrate that not just because Christ Jesus came and was born in this world, but that He give us life eternal. Because I believe on His name, Otis. I believe in Jesus. Nothing else that I need to believe in. I need to believe in Him. Everything else is void. Everything else doesn't mean nothing. It's believing in Christ Jesus and His Word. Because that is He. That's who He is. He is the Word of God. He is the mighty Word of God. But this same Jesus, again, here He is standing before John, telling him to write these words, to do this, bring this news to us of what's going to come, what's going to happen, to not let us be caught unaware. Yeah, we don't know the hour or the time, but we see the seasons. We know what's coming. We know what's going to happen. We know that Christ Jesus is coming back. And when He comes back, He says He's going to ride on a white horse, right? And He's going to have that vesture dipped in blood. And He's going to come riding in with this army behind Him. A mighty God that we serve. This same Jesus that nobody had room for in the end. This same Jesus they crucified. This same Jesus has risen in power. And He can overcome any obstacle that we go through in our life. He wants to help every single one of us. He doesn't want to cut you down. He wants to bring you closer to Him. He wants to love on you. He wants to care about you. He wants to show you that He cares for you. That's why He came. That's why He came. That's why He took that book. That's why He broke those seals. That's why He fulfilled what He said He would do. He's not lying to us. He's told us the truth. He's given us the truth. We have the truth right here. We know what's going to take place. We have to accept it. So is His people. They know the Word. But what did they do? They chose not to believe. It's up to us to make that decision in our own life. And we were joking earlier. Ken said, you know, how am I feeling? So you tell me. I can't do this for you. And you can't do this for me. It's personal. It's personal. I know my relationship with Jesus. Do you? Do you know your relationship with Christ? Do you have a relationship with Christ? Have you worked on that? Have you surrendered to it, is what I should say? Because it ain't by works. It's by faith. And Christ give us the very faith to believe right now. Now is the day of salvation. Right now. Right now is the opportunity we have to serve God and worship Him and praise Him. This is what God wants for us. But again, it's this same Jesus. The same Jesus that was there with Peter. The same Jesus was there before Paul, John, all these mighty prophets and people of God. They were no match for our Lord Jesus Christ because their might depended on Him. Our might depends on Jesus. Again, He's no longer a babe. He's no longer a man. But He is the Son of God in power. Ain't that amazing? When I read about John seeing Jesus, it makes me just awe. My jaw just drops because I know that this is the God that we serve. He's able. He's got power. He cares for us. The last thing Jesus said in the Word is, surely I come quickly. He's coming back, people. He's coming back. So when we go through this life and we get discouraged, look to Jesus. Remember what this season represents. Remember what this time represents. Remember that this same Jesus that started from the beginning, that helped create us, that when God breathed the breath of life into our nostrils and we became a living soul, or Adam if you want to have it, when He did that, He was there, He was present. Because that's life, right? That's life, Yvonne. He breathed life into us. And guess what He can do? He can give us life, spiritual life, everlasting life. Because He lives forevermore, I know I'll live forevermore. And all those that believe on His name will live forevermore. We have that promise in Jesus tonight. If we have problems, if we have issues, take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. I feel like the message is kind of simple, but it's true. It's true. It's about the Lord. We hear that saying, the reason for the season is Jesus. It is. The reason for not just this season, but all seasons, all times, every time, is for Jesus. Because He is our God. And we should worship Him like He is. When Jesus rode on the horse, it said He had what down the side of His leg? King of kings, and Lord of Lords. Our God went from being the lowliest of positions in this world, being mistreated and no room, to proving His power and His awesomeness to each and every one. But yet He still cared enough for that thief. He still cared enough for me and for you and for all these people that believed that He would make a way. That's what He does. That's who He is. And again, that's who we're supposed to be. We should make our life just like His, to live that example that He set before us, to go forth and be that light and be that love and be that witness. Because that same Jesus, Gary, that same Jesus lives with each and every one of us. It's not changed. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll never change. His ways are not going to change. He knew from the very start, He knew that when He took that book, He'd have to do this deed. And He chose to do it anyways. Yeah, He went to the garden, He prayed. He prayed. He prayed hard. He prayed for us because He cared for us. He loves us today just as much as He did then. He's not changed, so He must. He must. So again, the Lord, when He left, these people were staring there at Him. But fear not, this same Jesus, the same Jesus we're celebrating this time of year, this same Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And surely He comes quickly. If you've got a need tonight, if you've got a problem or an issue, let's pray about it. I feel like we had this conversation earlier. If we've got things going on in our lives, why not come together and pray about it? We're stronger in numbers. When the body comes together with many members, it makes up one strong body. Christ being the head. If we've got issues, we've got troubles, I would love to pray with you. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you today. It's an honor and a privilege. And we need to do these things with each other. Exhort one another. Lift each other up. Help one another. Love one another. Pray for one another. These are the things that God wants for us. If we're going to be His disciples, we've got to do these things. We've got to do them. He said, you're not of mine if you don't love one another. We've got to love each other. And I come with a message of love tonight, that this same Jesus is still the same. And He still cares and loves each and every one of us. If we have a need tonight, again, please come and we'll pray about it. If not, that's the message I've got. Amen. Yes. I would be honored to do that, Otis.
Serve you and to find people to come and help the church to grow and to be that leader they need. Not only that, but help us, Lord, each and every one of us individually to make an impact on the people around us. To be that light that goes out in dark places, Lord. To be that help when people need help. And not just speak of helping, but do the work that you call us to do. Not that we're saved by works, but that your grace, Lord, is so great that we want to share it with everyone. We love and we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time we gather. We thank you for all the mercies and grace you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the light that this church has been in this community, Lord. We just pray that we just continue to let that light shine. We thank you for all the many blessings you give us again. Thank you for this time, whatever it represents. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for all you've done for us. Praise his holy name. And again, thank you, Jesus, for all you do. In Jesus' holy name, we pray.